Blog Talk Radio. I hope that I have you intrigued, and you may be saying, Coach Adams, woo, what a great question. Well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Do you feel like you've bitten off more than you can chew? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. Woo! It's time to shape up and win. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle personal and professional coach, we are in our Shape Up series, and ooh, do we have an exciting subtitle that I'm excited to get into today. And I know I said excited several times already, because guess what? I am excited. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. That's why I get excited about Motivational Mondays, because I'm looking to continue to grow in the richness that we share each week with you. Woo! It's something to really process around and get excited about. Why? Because I love it when life tell you this. I want to share that, you know, on the journey that we're on today, in today's broadcast, the framework of where we're going. So I will share with you for approximately 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject. And then, if time permits, we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. You know, your interaction always lends to a more rich environment. It's a richer environment when you engage with us, when you ask a question, you share your takeaways and your thoughts around the topic and discussion on the docket today. You know, we encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time, don't be shy, don't be scared, chime right on in at the appropriate time. We want you to know that without questions, Motivational Mondays is a safe space, and your resident lifestyle personal and professional coach is in session. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, guess what? We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, we want to extend our heartfelt thanks in advance for your support, because without you, we cannot continue to grow and expand. And we know the importance of you sharing with others this gem known as Motivational Mondays. So we thank you, Y-O-U, because we can't do it without you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. It's time to shape up and win. Are you ready to shape up and win? Well, I have a thought that I want us to process around today. The elephant is big. The elephant is big. I don't know about you, but when I think about the elephant is big, I have to say this. Have you ever questioned that a vision that you're trying to process through, a goal that you have, a desire, a dream, that have you ever thought, wow, I've bitten off more than I can chew? I know I'm not alone in this process of this question of, have I bitten off more than I can chew? And, you know, as I was processing on this very thought today, the elephant is big, I was living this out in real time. Because so often, and I can think about on my personal journey, situation after situation where I thought, the elephant is too big. And I know that you're sitting out there, you're listening wherever you are, and maybe if you're not in that space today, at some stage, you have questioned the magnitude, the bigness of your vision, your goals, or your dream. And you figuratively have stated, oh, the elephant is too big. And you've questioned, have I, with my vision, my goals, my dreams, have I bitten off more than what I can chew? Now, this is what's interesting about this. There are those that have bitten off more than they can chew, but at least they have taken a bite, but they didn't quit. You have others that all they sense is the elephant is too big, and they don't even start the process. How do I know this? 85% of people don't live out their dreams. I've often referenced that it's been stated that the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Why, you might be thinking, well, Coach Adams, why is the graveyard the richest plot of land? And for those of you that are regular listeners, you've heard this, and you may not be a regular listener, and you may have heard this statement before on your journey in the past, that it's been stated the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Why? Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas have been buried there. What that tells me as I process is this, that somewhere along the way on the journey, someone was faced with, figuratively speaking, an elephant, and they thought, the elephant too big. And without even trying, they threw in the towel. They gave up. They only could see what was before them and the bigness, the massiveness, the greatness of their vision, their goals, and their dreams. And so, like many, they simply quit and get overwhelmed by the process of the elephant is too big. And I want us to understand that, yes, absolutely. The vision that you have been given, the goals that you may want to achieve, the dream that you desire to live out, guess what? It is an elephant. It is too big. But I have some wisdom and insight that I want to share with you today. You know, I think about different times on my journey when I thought, wow, I've bitten off more than I can chew. You know, I've often shared along the way on my journey with my coaching clients that, you know, we're facing this elephant. The reality is it is big. And they'll often say, but I'm feeling overwhelmed, Coach Adams, by the elephant. I don't know where to go. It's just so huge. It's so large. And I'll often tell them, how do you eat an elephant? Well, one bite at a time. One single bite at a time. But there are times when we may feel like I've bitten off more than I can chew. You know, the foodie in me is like, ooh, give me some good food, some good yummy, yummy. You know, and so we bite off more than we can chew. And I want to give us some thoughts around an acronym that I've put together today around the word chew. C-H-E-W. And the insight and wisdom that I have gleaned from my own mentors and leadership partners and reading and living life and just the journey in general. And so I want to share with you because there's always going to be a time on our journey when in the instant of the moment, right in that brief moment that we feel, oh, I've bitten off more than I can chew. But the question raised when we're feeling like we've bitten off more than we can chew is, where do you go with that energy? Do you allow the energy of I've bitten off more than I can chew, the largeness of the elephant to overwhelm you? Do you allow it to cause you to throw in the towel, to say, it's too big, I can't do it, and so you quit? Is that your way of responding to the massness of the magnitude of realizing that I am facing something that's huge? This vision is audacious. These goals are great. This dream is, I mean, wow, it's like, oh my gosh, I don't even think I can. All of those thoughts are natural thoughts. They really are. Because as I stated earlier, the reality is our dreams, our goals, and our visions are big elephants. But in understanding that we're dealing with these big elephants, the reality is that it's still doable if you don't quit. And so we have to constantly be evaluating, well, what is my mindset on my journey? I was having a conversation with someone today. Literally, I love it when life speaks. And I was having a conversation with someone, and they were dealing with and processing through some circumstances. And so I gave them some thoughts to process. I said, you know, well, this is one thing that you may want to consider doing. And they said, no, I'm not going to do that. I said, oh, okay, well, if you're choosing not to do that, then you're going to have to deal with what you're dealing with. At times on our journey, it's so simple as that. If you don't want to make a shift, if you don't want to adjust, then guess what? You're going to deal with what you're dealing with, good or bad. I can think about when I shared this a little bit on a previous installment of Motivational Mondays, that when Motivational Mondays, the vision for it was given to me, I started for the first year on another network. Year, I realized that my season with that network had come to a close and that it was time for me to move on. But yet, it wasn't time for Motivational Mondays to come to a close. And I was dealing with this bigness of, quote unquote, our elephant, and wondering in that moment, did I bite off more than I can chew? I know the season for the show has not come to a close. The vision is to continue to live. Now I'm faced with a pivot, and I don't exactly know how to do that. And I was processing through all of this in that moment. I knew, as a basketball player on the court knows, that the goal is the same, and that's to make the basket. But sometimes we have to shift our strategy in the process. And that's what I was dealing with when it came to making the decision and dealing with this large elephant and deciding, where do I go from here? I could tell you situation after situation, story after story, because life is fluid and we have to process through, and the principles are universal. And so let's get into this acronym for CHEW. C-H-E-W. I've bitten off more than I can chew. Woo! Help me, somebody. So our C, chase the vision giver. When you're thinking and feeling like, oh my gosh, I've bitten off more than I can chew, you have to chase the vision giver. Who gave you that vision? Who gave you those goals? Who gave you those dreams? Because if the vision is that you have been given, the goals, the dreams, if they were not able to be achieved, guess what? You wouldn't have them. So you have to step back and evaluate and say, wait a minute, okay, I have this vision. And because it's been stated, and I want to say it's Zig Ziglar. Could be wrong on that, but I think it is. Zig Ziglar is noted for saying, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, that it will also achieve. So when I say that you have to chase the vision giver, you have to recognize, where did this vision come from? Now, I know that I'm on a global platform and people are at different levels. For me, and I'm only speaking my truth, for me, it's God. So whenever I'm struggling, I step back and I chase the vision giver of that vision, those goals, those dreams. And I know that if the vision has been given, that in essence, it can be achieved. It is possible. And I recognize, and this is a recent revelation and insight that I'm seeing at a different level in this stage on my journey, that I'm simply the carrier of the vision, goals, or the dream. I am the carrier, the vessel in which these particular projects and what have you are coming forth, that they are being unearthed and birthed into this natural realm. And so what I'm learning on my journey is that it's a great gift to be the carrier of a vision. It is a great gift. But with that great gift comes great responsibility. Because the question then raised is, Shania Marie, Coach Adams, will you, first of all, see the vision through? Will you fight for the vision to live? Or will you quit when it gets too difficult and you're feeling, I've bitten off more than I can chew. And you're looking at the elephant, and yes, it's big. And you're standing there thinking, where do I go from here? It's too much. But when you chase the vision giver, you see, the vision giver will give you greater insight on your journey so that you can navigate to the next stage. I often like to give the reference of a navigation system in a car. You know, when I got my first navigation, my first car that I'm in now with navigation, it was new to me. And so I would put in a destination, and I remember the very first time I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, the destination is locked in. Start route guidance. Why aren't you telling me where to go? And what I realized is that oftentimes on our journey, and this is the same for birthing your vision, working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, that some of the answers that you need, you will not receive until you begin to move. So when I was in the car and I'm waiting for the navigation to start route guidance, It was waiting for me to put my foot on the gas and start driving. And once I started driving, then it started to speak and give me the directions that I needed. And so I want to encourage you to chase the vision giver. Whoever gave you that vision, you have to chase the one that is the author and the creator of the vision and stay mindful that you are simply the carrier of the vision. You are simply the vessel for which the vision will live or not. That book project, that new business, that new song that needs to be written, that album, that new invention that the world is waiting for, whatever that may be, I can go on and on and on and on. Whatever it is, you have to chase the vision giver and understand that you are simply the carrier. And the question is, will you be faithful as a carrier, or will you not? Will you do your due diligence to bring it forth, or will you bury it and take it with you when your sunset hits? Because you got overwhelmed and thought, I've bitten off more than I can chew. The elephant is big. So in this process of CHEW and our fun acronym that we're giving you today, to process around how do I continue on the journey when I'm feeling like I've bitten off more than I can chew. C, chase the vision giver. H, have the courage to be, honest. You know, working on a special project that I was working on that literally I felt like I have bitten off more than I could chew up in here. Somebody help me. But the one thing that I've grown in the wisdom of knowing that I could not allow pride to get the best of me. And so have the courage to be honest. I want you to know it's okay to be honest and say, woohoo, I've bitten off more than I can chew, and to seek expert counsel. I think my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, for this insight around leadership, that leaders seek expert counsel. Any great leader knows the wisdom of seeking expert counsel. Just because you are the carrier of that vision does not mean that you are the expert in every area. All of the details for that vision to become a material thing, to be manifested, to really happen. Think about this. You could say, ooh, I can see my custom design home. Yes, you're the visionary. But are you going to be the architect as well? Do you have the gifting to write out the blueprints? Are you going to also be the builder of the project? Are you going to get your little nail and all of your plywood and all of that, your materials, and start crafting this house from scratch? No, not if you're not the expert in those areas. But you are the visionary. You're the one that's carrying the vision. And so you have to be okay with saying along the way on your journey, hey, I've bitten off more than I can chew, and seek expert counsel to recognize that, okay, this has to be done. I am going to oversee the process, but I may have to connect with other people to get it done. I can think about time and time on my journey. I remember when I was writing my chapter for the Change book. I'm actually in two installments, Insight into Self-Empowerment. And yes, this is a shameless plug. If you would like your autographed copy of The Change, where Coach Adams has a breakout chapter on the power of words, reach out to our team and we will get that out to you and share more information. But why do I reference that? I reference The Change because when I became a collaborator and one of the coaches that has a chapter in this book. Prior to that, I had never been published in a book, right? And so, or written a chapter, I should say, for a book, because I had been published in different publications doing my Coach's Corner and things of that nature, like articles, kind of like Dear Abby. If you're old enough, you'll know what Dear Abby is, and I don't know what they're called today, but you get the point, doing, you know, different articles. But I had never, you know, written a chapter for a book up until that stage. And so I was feeling like, oh, my gosh, woof, this is a lot. Where do I go from here? And I had to have the courage to say and to be honest that I don't have all the answers in how to make this happen. I said yes to it because I recognized that I am what? The carrier of the vision. But what did I do? The vision giver. And that's the first step. I got to chase the vision giver. And then I had to be honest with saying, I don't have all the answers on how to put this together. And I had to be willing to be honest and seek expert counsel. You know, one of the things that I have found is that individuals get into a place of pride. And they're afraid to say, I don't know. And what I know to be true is that, like I mentioned, the navigation system, we have the destination where we're going is already plugged in. It's already coded in our very DNA. But we have to begin the process of simply moving. And yes, there are times on our journey where we don't know when the next turn is going to be. We don't know if we're going right or left. We don't know if we have to make a U-turn. We don't know. But once we get started and the route guidance done, as we continue to progress on the journey, the answers that we need will come. But if you're too prideful to say, I don't know, then you're not in a position of openness for that I don't know to be answered. And so we have to stay courageous, and being courageous in that process of being honest and saying, you know what, I don't know. And I feel like I've bitten off more than I can chew. Can you help me? I had a project that I was working on, and it was so cute to me and funny because when I started seeking expert counsel, I called and I said, have you ever bitten off more than you can chew? And each person that I called said, absolutely. I faced that question regularly. And what that said to me was, I'm not alone on this journey of that there are times when we feel like we've bitten off more than we can chew. But what I realized in one area where I may be struggling, there is someone else that is proficient in that area. And they're willing to support when you have that right people circling around you. They're willing to support. But they can't support if they don't know that you're struggling, and because you want to stay in pride, in a place that's prideful and saying,
I got to act like I got it all together. You know, I can't let nobody know that I don't know. Get out of that. Because in order for you to win, work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. You have to have the courage along the way on your journey to be honest, to say, I don't know it all, and to recognize that you are simply the carrier of the vision. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about, have I ever bitten off more than I can chew? And we're looking at this bigness of the elephant to our vision, our goals, and our dreams. And so we're creating an acronym around the word chew, and we're kind of digesting this process of what are some of the things that we can do along the way on our journey. How can we, when we feel like we've bitten off more than we can chew, how can we digest this? And so the C is chase the vision giver. Don't allow yourself to get stuck in the minutiae of the unknown and the minutiae of, oh my God, 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 and then take a downward spiral. Recognize that you are simply the carrier. What a great gift it is that you are the carrier of the vision and that it's up to you to fight for it. And you have to be willing to do what is needful for the vision, the goals, the dreams that you have to live. That's one of the things that I'm learning more and more on my journey is this, that we allow ourselves to get overwhelmed. We think, oh, my God, I can't write that book. I can't. Oh, my gosh, I can't do this invention. I don't know how I can't. I can't do this movie. I can't do this whatever. Until you realize that if I just take a bite at a time, don't take too much, but take a bite at a time, stay connected to and chase the vision giver, that I'm going to have hiccups along the way. Yes, absolutely. But it's okay to have the courage, our H, to say, I don't know it all. One of the things that I often will joke about is I can do a number of things. They may not be, quote unquote, the areas in which I'm anointed in and completely in my wheelhouse, but I'll fight to get it done. But the one thing that if I could just do it regularly at a higher level, that's what makes my heart sing. But there are things that I have to do along the way on the journey that to get myself to those positions and opportunities to speak that I may not necessarily like, that I sometimes will feel overwhelmed by, all of those various things, but yet you have to keep your eyes on the big picture. That's why it's so important. The higher call. That's why it's so important to stay connected and continue to chase along the way the vision giver, because the vision giver will show you how to effectively navigate. And as I mentioned, have the courage. And I keep saying, have the courage, the courage, the courage, this boldness to be honest. You know, so often we don't tell people the truth because we don't want to be honest. And so we do ourselves and others a disservice when we are not honest, when we're not able to say, you know what, I've bitten off more than I can chew. As I mentioned earlier with this project that I'm working on, it's out of my wheelhouse. I'm not too proudful to say it's out of my wheelhouse, but I got the vision for it. But it's not the first time that I've dealt with things that were, quote, unquote, out of my wheelhouse, but I may have gotten the vision for it, and I recognize that I'm simply the carrier, and so I'm fighting to keep it going. And so with that, as I stated, as I made calls seeking expert counsel, every person I opened with Have you ever felt like you've bitten off more than you can chew? Every call. And what happened was, in the courage to be honest, this is what happened. I was able to start to laugh at the magnitude of the circumstances, and it helped to lighten the feeling of overwhelm. I had one conversation, and we were laughing because they were like, "Woo, let me tell you about the time that I bit off more than I could chew." And that helped to lighten the pressure of the weight of feeling overwhelmed, because so often what happens is we are feeling overwhelmed on our journey by the magnitude of the elephant and the bites that we have taken, and then we quit. Whereas if we can just embrace the journey in the moment, see the humor in it, be honest about it, that becomes freeing. And then we can step back and go to our E. So our C is chase the vision giver. Our H is have the courage, the boldness to be honest along the way. And the E is evaluate and reevaluate the approach. You see, so often we are focused on the challenge, the challenge, the challenge, the challenge, the big elephant, the big elephant, the big bite, focus on that. But rather, and this is something that I was having a conversation in one of my coaching sessions as well, that one of my clients was feeling frustrated because they're in a leadership capacity and they wanted to meet with some of their team members. They're looking to continue to develop themselves as a leader and develop others. And they were frustrated because they said, I put these meetings on my calendar to meet with these different individuals so that we can bond at another level and together come up with solutions and grow completely as an organization, right? And so they had this one meeting, and that person was so focused on the problem, the problem, the problem, the problem. And they said, let's look at the solution. And oftentimes, when we're dealing with an elephant, all we focus in on, it's a natural thing, is the problem, the challenges. It's so great. It's so the big. And we get into this downward spiral. And so I want to challenge you that when you're feeling that, then you have to pause and start to evaluate and reevaluate the approach. And this is what I was talking to my client in my coaching practice. They were saying, wow, you know, this individual, all they wanted to focus in on was the problem and what they've been doing. You see, this is another opportunity when you're reevaluating the approach. This is another opportunity for a pivot. You know, it's so interesting that we want to hold on to doing things the way that we do things. I just want to do things the way that I've been doing things. And yet we're not getting the results that we desire. We're not achieving our goals. But yet we want to, again, going back to that prideful way, we want to get stuck in, you know, I've been doing things like this for 4 years in my leadership. Well, are you getting the results that you want? Because if you're not focused on solutions, and if you're not willing to allow others to give you insight, then guess what? You're in a zone of insanity. Insanity has been defined as doing the same things over and over and over and over and over again, and yet expecting different results. And so often we are in those places and pockets in our lives of insanity. We're doing the same things over and over again, and yet we're expecting different results. Doing is not working it's time to do something differently and to be okay with, I need to reevaluate the approach. I need to make a shift. So often, we're on the journey, and it's just a little shifting that we need to make. It's just a little tweaking that we need to do in order for us to get different results. But we get stuck into our way, and it limits us. It totally and completely limits us. And so one of the things that I'm often sharing is that we have to constantly be expanding our worldview, expanding the way that we think about things, expanding, coming up with solutions. How can I do things differently? That was one of the things that I had to do with this project. I had to step back and evaluate and reevaluate the approach. Hey, this is not working. Where do I need to make a shift? Now, I could have focused all of my energy on what was not working and gotten into this downward spiral that now the weight of it becomes heavier and more intense because I'm spiraling down. And then I lean into it. We all have been guilty at one stage or another. And then we get so far down in the deep hole that we feel like there's no way to get out. And you didn't have to go to the depth of deepness that you went. Had you simply paused and evaluated and reevaluated your approach. Likened to, again, the basketball star on the court. They have the ball. The goal is always to make the basket. The ball is always to get the point, make the basket. But there are times when you have to pivoting doesn't change the goal. This is what I want us to understand. It doesn't change the goal, but rather we're making an adjustment, a tweak, a shift in the strategy. So the goal is to always get the basket, but you may have to toss it to that person to your left who then tosses it in the basket instead of you tossing it and making the basket personally because of needing to make a pivot in that moment. So this reevaluating our approach is so important because this approach of reevaluating is not focused on the challenges. It's focused on where do I need to make a shift? What are the solutions that I need to come up with? Why? Ultimately, because the goal is how can the vision live? How can the vision live? How can I achieve my goals? How can I live my dreams? You know, I've shared a story of the past when I first became the global master trainer for Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth's Boston Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program, that I was given the project of creating a workbook outside of my wheelhouse. It's not my thing. It's not my thing. I'm not anointed in that area. But that was one of my assignments at the time. And the file was given to me, and it was corrupted. Oh, my gosh. It was like everything that could go wrong was going wrong. I said, is this a test? Am I really being tested? Was this intentional? Am I being sabotaged? I mean, I went through all of those questions. I was like evaluating, reevaluating. Okay. But what I knew to be true is that I can either focus in on the challenge, I can keep my mind fixed on the challenge, or I can focus in on what are the solutions. What is the solution to ultimately what? In the basket, achieving the goal. Why? Because I knew, honestly, quitting was not an option. I knew I couldn't go to my founders and tell them, Coach Allen Hattie, sorry, we don't have a seminar manual this month. It wasn't an option. And you have to make up in your mind that quitting is not an option. And you have to figure out what are the solutions to the issues and the challenges and the circumstances that I'm facing in order for the vision to live. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up the sacrifices that you're making for your vision to live, for you to live your dreams, for you to achieve your goals. Ultimately, it's worth it when you get on the other side. But you won't know until you get on the other side. And if you quit midway on the journey, you know, I think about a woman giving birth. I was having a conversation with a doctor some years ago. And I said, because we're talking about birthing. And so I wanted to get a better understanding of this birthing process, because I personally have never given natural birth to a child. So I was like, help me to understand this. And so I said, what would happen if the woman said, it's too hard, I'm not pushing no more, I quit, I throw in the towel, I'm not doing it? The doctor said that the woman's life and the baby's life would be at jeopardy. And so she had to push in the midst of all of the discomfort, the pain, the suffering, in order for that life to come forth, in order for your vision, your goals, and your dreams to come forth. You have to push through the pain, the suffering, the challenges, the issues, the difficulty. You have to push. So the last in our acronym of CHEW today, C, chase the vision giver. H, have the courage to be honest. E, evaluate and reevaluate the approach. And our W, as we're preparing to close out today, woo, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. I'm just realizing the time. It's been so rich. I know I'm getting a lot from this evening's installment. I don't know about you, but I know I am, as I'm walking through the processes that I'm sharing with you, because I've been living it through in real time. And so the W, the last in our CHEW acronym, is work your network. Reach out to big, bold letters. This is key. Reach out to the right people. The right people. We all have a lot of people circling around us, a lot of people in our network. You go on Instagram, you got thousands of followers. You go on Facebook, you got thousands of followers. TikTok, you got a lot of people in your network. But are they the right people? And working your network is key, because when you reach out to the right people, again, we have to stay mindful, you are the carrier of the vision, but you don't have to do it all alone. You're not on an island all alone. When you reach out to the right people in your network, in your sphere of influence, guess what? Those people will strengthen you. Those people will help you strengthen in those areas of perceived limits. They will help you to stretch outside of your borders. Why? Because they can assist you in the process. I was dealing with a challenge with a project, and it's interesting because, as I stated, you know, called a couple of people and I said, have you ever bitten off more than you can chew? Yes. I have one person that I called. I said, oops, made a mistake. Why did I call you? Wrong person. Sometimes we may make that mistake and not stay sensitive to the right people. That's why I'm really emphasizing that it's so important for us to reach out to the right people in our network. As stated before, a leader knows that they have to seek expert counsel. When you reach out to the right people will give you words of wisdom, of insight, of encouragement. They may even drop a little seed and say, hey, have you thought about this? Maybe you should do this. Reach out over here. This may be an answer that you need. I know I've been that for people on their journey as a coach and a friend and what have you. And so when you reach out to the right people and work the people in your network, you know, I have a few people, I have to say, I'm growing in this area. Sometimes I'm doing good with working my network, and there's times when it's a weak link and I got to improve and work better in this area. But there's two people that I think about in my network that I am telling you they are the networkers, okay? You need something, you call one of these two people. They have someone in their network, and they continue to cultivate their network, and they know who is the expert in this area, who can support me here and what have you. Because if you are struggling, you have to stretch out of the limits of your comfort zone. And that's why your network is key, because you'll find that there are the people around you that can assist you in getting more. It may be a coach, it may be a mentor, it may be an associate. They may be an expert in an area that you are weakest in. Woo! Time has flown by. I do apologize that we don't have time to come to the lines today, but guess what? You still have an opportunity to interact with us through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. I would love to hear your thoughts around today's installment of Motivational Mondays. The elephant is big, and this feeling of biting off more than we can chew, and our CHEW acronym that we shared with you today. You know, if you would like support, I would like you to know that I would love the opportunity to walk alongside with you. You know, I am committed to, with the resources that I have available through my Full Circle of Empowerment, I'm committed to walking on the journey with individuals, the right individuals who truly are ready to move to the next level, and they need that coaching support. So one-on-one coaching is available for you, group coaching, my private mastermind. I do masterminds in private group settings regularly on various topics. If you want to learn more about one-on-one coaching, my private masterminds, about group coaching, my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, hello, executive consulting, any of those things, team building, my Full Circle of Empowerment, you can text or call our team at 310-289-2101. If you're texting, simply include your name and Full Circle, your name and Full Circle. Of course, you're always welcome to visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I would like to share this with you as we close out today's rich installment of Motivational Mondays, that wherever you are, this is the fourth quarter of the year. You don't have to lose focus on your goals. It's never too late. But it may be too late for you doing things the way that you've been doing them and expecting different results. Now is your time to make a shift before you close out this year. Having the right support, the right people, the right strategies is so key. And again, I would love to support you. So don't hesitate to reach out, because you don't have to stay where you are. And you weren't designed to be on an island all alone. You just simply have to be honest with where you are and reach out. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you so much for tuning in. I coach and you win. We'll see you next week, same time, same quote-unquote bat channel.